Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Today I would like to read for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is one of the most remarkable chapters in the Bible, in the New Testament, that I really, really love. It talks about the true value or meaning of love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1, it says, "Though I speak," and this is the Apostle Paul writing to us and also to the Corinthian church of time past. He says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries of life and have all the knowledge you could ever imagine, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I do not have charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profits me nothing." Beloved, this is God's word. You see, here it is. Love. What is love? Love is not what we see on television these days. Love is not what comes out of Hollywood in the form of movies. Love, you know, love is that word, phileo, which means affection. And we find that root in our words. Beloved, we need to understand that it means a love of man, a love of a brother. It means human love, a love at its highest peak, a noble love. But there is also another love, the word agapeo. That is the highest word for love in the New Testament, and it means divine love. That is the love of God, agapeo, God's agape love. It is more than love in the emotion. It is love in the will. It is love that chooses its object. It is a definition of God. For God is love. Beloved, I want you to know today that God loves us. The Bible made it very clear that behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. You see, the preeminence of love is wonderful, speaking about its value. You see, love is virtuous. Love has its value, love has its virtues, and love has its victories. We need to remember that love died on that cross for our sins. Love is not only an emotion, it is not only something that we learned as a word, but love is a person. Love is God. That's why the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. He that does not love does not know God, for God is love." God loves us. That is why he sent his son Jesus. John chapter 3 and verse 16 declares that for God so loved the world. Oh, God loves the world. What does that mean, someone may think or even ask today? I'm not talking about the sea and the sands. I'm not talking about the trees or the hills, the forests or the mountains. I'm talking about the people of the world. For God so loved every individual. Oh, you can think about it, for God loves every person. God loves you. He loves me. Doesn't matter if we are rich or we are poor. Doesn't matter if we are black or we are white. God loves each one of us because we are His children. He made us. But it is also His will that we come into fellowship with Him. And one of the ways that we can come into fellowship with Him is to trust His Son Jesus Christ. And not only to trust His Son Jesus Christ, but also to believe in Him. Because Christ gave His life that we can come into fellowship. Isn't that wonderful? Into true fellowship with God. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I do not have love, which is charity, I am become as one who is like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Oh, well, I tell you something, I have never heard the voice of an angel, so to speak. But one thing I do know, but I think in my heart that Paul had heard them. Oh, yes, he had heard the voice of the angels of God. And he's letting us know that though he may sound like an angel, and if he doesn't have love, he is nothing. Beloved, God wants you to love the worst of persons. God wants you to love those who hurt you, those who despitefully treat you in a negative way. Those at work, those who had done you wrong, you love them with all your heart because of Christ. When you and I have the Spirit of Jesus, thinking about it, the other day one man came to me and he said, I just hate my wife so much because she has divorced me. She took all my money. She took the house. She took the vehicle. She took the children. Oh, and she took all that I ever worked so hard for. And I told him, friend, you may lose all of these things, but if only you know Christ, if only you trust Jesus and you experience the love of God, you would learn to forgive. And God will give you a joy that surpasses all human understanding. And after talking for a long time, he says, I'm willing to trust Christ into my heart. And there had been a change in his life. Only God's love can transform us. Oh, yes, Paul says, and though I have the gift of prophecy, I understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and I do not have love, I am nothing. Can you imagine? The first verse was speaking of love as it comes from the heart. This is from the mind. Love is an act of the individual. It's an act of the intellect. And knowledge alone is not sufficient, beloved, but love must be added to knowledge. Understanding alone is not good enough. At times, we can say, you know, as a man, I understand, I'm trying to understand my spouse. But, you know, understanding is not good enough unless love is in it. Love must be the cloak of understanding. Love must be added to our understanding, and we are going to be able to live the way God wants us to live. You know, when we think about it today, there are many church-believing people today. They're fighting, I don't know, among themselves for many situations, many things. But if they only allow love to have her way, things are going to be different. If every person out there would allow love to control their lives, They will not retaliate the way they sometimes do, but they will demonstrate Christ, because He is love. He is from God and He is God. There is knowledge of the Bible and an understanding of the truths of the Bible, but a lack of love. Oh, beloved, if the lack of love is there, we will never be able to fully experience God. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3, the Apostle Paul also declares, "And though I bestow all my goods, and I feed the poor, and I help those in need, and though I give my body to be burnt, though I give my life for someone else, and I do not have love, it profits me nothing." Can you imagine that? When Jesus, think about Christ for one moment. This was the very first time that the soldiers that witnessed His crucifixion saw Him being ill-treated. He was crucified, and they nailed Him. They spat on Him. They called Him names. They accused Him. Oh, they did so many wrongs to Him. God of heaven, they nailed Him to that cross. Oh, in His few last moments of time on this earth, He looked towards His accusers and His abusers, and He says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." That is love. And when Jesus died on that cross, and He truly gave it all, one soldier looked up, he bowed his head, he shook his head in dismay and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." You see, love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. When you and I have the Holy Spirit in our lives, we are not going to be bitter against anyone, unforgiving against anyone. We are not going to remember their sins, but we are going to remember that all of us have sinned and we need the salvation and the forgiveness of God. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and if only we trust Him, we will experience His love. Although we are to be converted, although we are to be changed, we need to experience His love. We yet need the Holy Spirit. Oh, look at it this way. Write down a string of zeros, and you will understand that prophecy alone is zero. Knowledge alone is zero. Faith alone is zero. Sacrifice alone is zero. Martyrdom alone is zero. Six zeros still add up to nothing. But you put the numeral 1 or 2 or 3, it means something, my friend. And God, you can put God behind all the zeros, all the negatives of your life, and He becomes number 1, and He is going to give you the experience of His love. And I tell you something, in 1 Corinthians 13, 4, Paul says, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Love envies not. Love does not boast of itself. It's not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. But love seeks not her own glory, and love is not evilly provoked, nor thinks no evil. And do not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. And love bears all things, believes all things, hope all things, and endures all things." That's all the time we have left for today. And what I would like you to know, that we come to you to let you know you can love, and you can love again. Maybe your life had been broken, your heart's been broken, your life's been butchered. But open your heart to Jesus right where you are. And may the power of God's Spirit transform you as you trust in Him. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you. Sanctify your heart, soul, and spirit, that you may become more like Christ. Remember, we always would love to hear from you. Write to us and let us know what God has done in your life through this ministry today. And also, don't forget to drop us a line and support us in whatever way you can, because it costs us to go on the air to present the gospel. God bless you, and you have yourself a wonderful day with Christ. God keep you.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.